Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Sekitar 41 orang di Australia didiagnosis menderita kanker darah setiap harinya. Ada 3 kelompok utama kanker darah dan para ahli medis menyerukan penelitian lebih lanjut untuk mendiagnosis kanker ini, yang mana bisa menjadi sangat sulit untuk dideteksi. Berikut ini rangkuman yang disusun oleh Peggy Giacomelus untuk SBS News.
Well, I remember being very fatigued. So when I did go to the doctor, I presented with really generic symptoms. So fatigue, I had some itchy skin, some night sweats and a cough. So I knew I was unwell, but I did think that I had a pretty full, you know, life schedule. And I really just thought it was a bit of fatigue and I just needed some time out. So I really wasn't anticipating a Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis.
Bagi Francesca Pavone, seorang pengusaha wanita dan ibu dari 3 anak yang tinggal di Melbourne, tidak ada tanda peringatan atau riwayat keluarga yang mengingatkannya akan fakta bahwa ia menderita kanker darah. Dibutuhkan kunjungan ke 8 dokter berbeda selama 18 bulan sebelum ia didiagnosis dengan limfoma Hodgkin. Pada tahun 2016, ditemukan bentolan sebesar 11,5 cm dalam scan dada yang membuatnya segera memulai perawatan kemoterapi dan radiasi.
It is unfortunately just one of those cancers that is really difficult to detect. After that 18-month period, I actually asked for a chest x-ray because I could feel some kind of like a vibration on the chest, and when I did go and have that chest x-ray, I just remember the radiographer gasping when she saw the results.
Snowdon Foundation yang menggalang dana untuk penelitian dan penyebaran kesadaran tentang kanker darah mengatakan ada 3 jenis utama kanker darah, yaitu leukemia, limfoma, dan mieloma. Lalu ada sekitar 40 subjenis kanker darah. Jika digabungkan, kanker darah ini merupakan penyebab kematian tertinggi ketiga akibat kanker di Australia. Kanker darah terjadi ketika produksi sel normal terganggu oleh pertumbuhan tak terkendali dari jenis sel darah abnormal. Hal ini mengurangi kemampuan sumsum tulang untuk menghasilkan sel darah dalam jumlah normal, yang berarti sel abnormal kemudian dapat menyerang aliran darah dan menyebar ke berbagai bagian tubuh seperti kelenjar getah bening, limpa, paru-paru, hati, dan ginjal. Profesor Miles Prince adalah salah satu pendiri Snowdon Foundation dan seorang spesialis kanker darah.
Unfortunately, blood cancers can't be prevented. They are not due to anything that the person does. Over 1 trillion blood cells are produced every day, and what happens is that spontaneous mutations can occur, which leads to blood cancers. And so there are often no symptoms that are seen by the patients, and they just appear either through an abnormal blood test or non-specific symptoms in the patient.
Profesor Prince mengatakan, banyak orang dewasa dan beberapa kanker darah pada anak-anak masih tidak berhasil diobati. Kemoterapi dan radioterapi masih memainkan peran penting, serta bidang pengujian genom yang baru muncul.
Genomic testing is important for a whole series of cancers, but particularly important for blood cancers. What it does is what I call personality test for blood cancer, and so it can tell us whether the cancer is a particular subtype of a leukemia, lymphoma, or a myeloma. And so it's very helpful in diagnosis. And then once we have the diagnosis, it can help tell us about that personality. Is it going to respond to the treatment or is it going to be resistant? Is it going to be cured or is it going to relapse early?
Namun pengujian genom relatif baru dan belum secara rutin didanai oleh subsidi pemerintah. Snowdon Foundation mengatakan mereka ingin melihat pengujian genom menjadi lebih terjangkau. Profesor Prince mengatakan pasien harus bertanya kepada dokter mereka apakah pengujian genom relevan dengan kanker tertentu mereka. Dan jika demikian, tanyakan bagaimana pengujian tersebut dapat didanai. Megan Varlow adalah Direktur Dewan Kebijakan Pengendalian Kanker Australia. Ia mengatakan, menangani kanker darah adalah prioritas kuat untuk Menteri Kesehatan Federal Greg Hunt.
So Minister Hunt has commissioned a blood cancer task force, and they were asked to develop a national action plan for blood cancer. We're expecting that will be released in the next month, and are looking forward to what that might bring for people with blood cancer in Australia. We welcome the opportunity that the National Blood Cancer Action Plan brings, not just for people with blood cancer, but for all people with cancers. This national strategy really has the potential to make a difference.
Perawatan kemoterapi Francesca Pavon membuatnya kehilangan semua rambutnya. Jatuh sakit parah dan dirawat di rumah sakit berkali-kali di bangsal isolasi. Kanker juga memaksanya untuk mengubah cara ia menjalani hidupnya. Ia telah mengalami remisi selama hampir 4 tahun sekarang dan mengatakan bahwa merawat dirinya sendiri tetap menjadi prioritasnya.
It took a good couple of years to get over the fatigue. I felt like I had to sleep, you know, once or twice throughout the day just to get through. And now my energy level is probably not back to where they need to be, but I'm improving day by day and staying really fit and active. So I've been doing a lot of cold water swimming in Victoria and throughout the winter, and that's kept me pretty fit, and a lot of running. So I feel really blessed that my body gives me the ability to be as active as I am.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.